Good afternoon. It is 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, April the 11th, 2019. This is your Healing Codes Q&A time. I am Linda Brewer. I am your host this evening, and it is an honor to be with you. And you can hit star 2 to ask any questions that you would like to ask. And we appreciate you coming. Let's begin with our healing code, universal code. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to fill in your blank on your problem or your issue. It would be found opened and healed by filling me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. You're giving your body permission to make whatever needs to be healed a priority. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples, both hands bridge, both hands Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Breathe in gently, acknowledging yourself in the moment. With light, life, and love of God and for yourself. Is there anyone who had any comments, questions, or anything that would like to share, please hit star 2 and I will unmute you, please. Anyone? Star 2 to raise your hand. Is there anything anyone would like to discuss tonight? Star 2 to raise your hand. Well, in a couple of times when I've been on in the recent past, we have talked about love. And then we have talked about living in the present. And the only way you can truly be in the moment with love is to be in the present. If you're thinking of something of the past, you're condemning yourself. If you're thinking about something in the future, you're in fear. So how do we live in love, in the moment, with gratitude? We listen to what we're thinking. We breathe into how we are feeling and what we would like to say. And we love ourselves unconditionally. There's absolutely nothing we can do about the past, nor the future, and only in the moment our greatest power is to be in love and gratitude. Where are you tonight? And what would you say if you knew that you were 100% loved, you are forgiven, you are condemned not, and you get to choose the love and the peace and the trust and the kindness and the humility and all the things that go with living in the moment in love? Star 2, if you would like to say anything, make a comment. What was the one thing that you can remember in your younger years that you said over and over, that as you think about it now, you were covering up your fear, your fright, that you would not be good enough, kind enough, worthy enough, competent enough, be accepted enough? And if you're living in the world of our social media and instant news, and everyone is supposed to be a success by someone else's standards, and we have adults whose morals and immorals are blasted across our phones and our newspaper and our TVs, and you have children to protect, you have a marriage to contribute to, wherever you might be in life tonight, there is hope, there is joy, and there is peace. Where are you tonight that you can breathe and sleep in peace? If not, is it the worry of finances, the worry of relationships? What is your worry? What is your fear? Where are you this moment in life? And how can you take all the things and all the decisions you've made in the past and bring them into the now and create a future where you are love, you are truth, and you are light, and no one can steal it from you? Please hit star 2 if you have a comment, a question, anything you would like to say. Anyone? With what's going on in our world today, what causes the greatest anxiety or brings you the greatest joy? What was your intention for coming on the call tonight? And what is your intention for listening to the calls? How can we best serve you to help you give choices to optimize your greatness, your contributions to life, and let you know that we love you and appreciate you? Star 2 to raise your hand. Anyone? Whom have you loved today? unconditionally. What has brought you joy today? Was there something that you needed to heal physically or emotionally or spiritually? Have you received that healing today? Have you received the peace about that? Are you in peace? Right before I got on the call, there's a hymn, All Is Well With My Soul. Can you say, All Is Well With My Soul? And another song that's been echoing in my spirit all week is, It Matters to Him About Me. And my faith is in Christ. And so I matter to Him. So in your faith, do you know that it matters about you? The space you occupy, the relationships you build, the integrity that you have, you matter. Star 2, if you would like to make a comment. Have you been kind to yourself today? Have you been kind to someone else? Has someone been kind to you? What is kindness to you? What does it look like, smell like, feel like? That gentle touch, that gentle look, that gentle spoken word. Where does kindness live in your life? Goodness. Are you good for approval? Do you know that you're worthy of anything that you believe you want or you know you want? Do you know your own self-worth? Just because you're a human being, you occupy space. Can you trust yourself? Can you trust your journey? Do you trust others? If not, how come? Are you humble in that you know that no one can take your self-worth from you? You have the confidence and the love and the power to be gentle, to be kind, to be humble, and not taking advantage of, not being a doormat, not letting anyone run over you. You stand in light, and you stand in love, and you stand in truth. Self-control, does that sort of lock you in and make you feel restricted? Or does it set you free to make the choices that are made in love and gives you the freedom to live your life? Do you feel supported? Do you feel connected and secure in your life? If not, what would it take? What would you choose? What would you receive? Who are you? Do you really, really know who you are? Star 2 to raise your hand, make any comments. Anyone? Who are you? Who am I? Star 2 to raise your hand. Anyone? You came for a reason tonight. What would you take away? Close your eyes and just feel a light surrounding you, dismissing any darkness or any fear, any bitterness, any condemnation, anything that would keep you from being in the moment with peace and gratitude. Can you love yourself with everything about your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifference, the failures, the successes? Do you know that you belong? Do you know you're worthy? Do you know you're competent to make and create a loving, honest, fruitful, productive, abundant life? Anyone? Well, in closing, let's do a code. And those are the things you've heard tonight. Or the thing that you know that you would love clarity around, freedom around, peace around, joy, abundance, prosperity, freedom. The chains be broken. Both hands, temple. May the chains that bind us in bondage in our minds be broken. Both hands, jaws. May any toxins, judgments, depression, anger, bitterness, be cleansed in every cell of our body. The Adam's apple. May you have the freedom to speak and truth, and love, and light. Anything that will give you freedom to be the radiant light of love you are. And may the adrenaline and the thyroid and all the systems involved be awakened and give you power, give you peace and strength. And in the bridge area, as you let everything come together and be dispelled by love and light and hope and joy, abundance and prosperity, may you receive it and choose to live it in the I am of the moment. May you be blessed exceedingly abundantly, more than you could ever conceive to ask. And may all your choices be in love. Hit star 2 to raise your hand if there's any comments. Anyone? Start to. If not, let's say good night. And you're a blessing and an honor, whether you're listening tonight and on the call tonight, or you will listen in the years to come. You're chosen to be in peace. You're blessed to be able to choose to live in peace. And you are love. God bless. And good night. Thank you for joining us. I will unmute in case anyone wants to say good night or say anything. Anyone? Okay, well, good night, and thank you for being with us.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Thank you. Thank you.